It is 9:10 on the Morning Line News Talk, 105.9 WLNI. Mary White, Brian Wiegand with you. Our numbers are 846-TALK, that's 846-8255, toll free, 866-338-1059. You can email us, the address is morningline@wlni.com. And, or you can use Ask the Expert at wlni.com, let's face it, I mean, they all come to my inbox anyway, so they'll all work. Right now, we've got to Ask the Expert segment for you here, as you can imagine, having given out that email address. And Joe Caruso with Evergreen Basement Systems is with us. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for
welcome
having me
back.
Thank you for having me back.
And learn something new, Joe, a long-suffering Jets fan. So sorry about the way the season ended for you there.
Why did you tell him that, Joe? Why did you offer that
information? I didn't know we would speak of it.
See, you should know better.
I saw the terrible talent. It gave me a couple shivers.
Yeah, if you're a Jets fan, you obviously do not like the Steelers, given the history of those two teams. That is completely understandable. But now, tell us about Evergreen Basement Systems. People missed you the last time you were here. What you guys do?
Evergreen Basement Systems, we concentrate and specialize in below-ground surface, whether it be your basement, waterproofing, or basement finishing, crawl space encapsulation if you're over the top of a crawl space, radon mitigation, and we will soon be taking on foundation support. So pretty much anything to do with the underside of your home.
Let's talk about radon first. This is something we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. I can't remember anybody talking about radon detection until maybe 10, maybe 15 years ago at the most. How long have we even known about it and been looking for it?
We've only really known about it since the mid-80s, up in Pennsylvania. A doctor performed physicals for a nuclear power plant, actually set off the radiation detectors as he was entering the plant. They wanted to know how that was happening, so they tested his home for radiation, found radon gas.
And now tell us exactly what radon gas is.
Radon gas, it's a chemically inert gas that comes from the natural breakdown of uranium that's in the soil, and we're well familiar with uranium in the soil in our part of the world.
Well, as I say, certainly in the last couple of years, we've become that much more familiar with the huge deposit of it. It's just a little ways down the road from us in Chatham. What is it, like Mary, 100 million pounds or something, 100,000 pounds or something?
Maybe even more than that.
What was that? It's 100 million?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the biggest deposit in the country, right?
The biggest deposit in the country, did some research, it's the seventh largest deposit in the entire world.
And so, something to think about there. So, all right, let's say you've got the basement. You don't know if you have radon or not. What do you do to find out?
You're not going to know unless you test.
Okay.
The great thing about testing is it's very inexpensive. Your average test kit costs about $20.
And you've got those?
We have those. And actually for January is designated by the EPA as National Radon Action Month. So in doing our part for National Radon Action Month, we're taking the test kits that are normally $20 and selling them for $10.
All right, so half price. And if you want, they can call you at 352-5585?
Yes, absolutely.
And by the way, the website evergreenbasement.com as well.
119 million pounds.
119 million pounds.
Yes.
All right, so that's a fair piece of uranium.
I would say. Give or take a pound or
two.
Yeah.
60 tons? Yeah, a little bit. All right.
Tell us how the kits work.
Kits are very simple. There are certain directions, and they all come with directions on exactly how to set it up. If someone is concerned that they don't know how to set it up, call us. We can send someone out there to set it up for you. Very simple. You set them up in the lowest livable area of your home. If you have a basement, you set it in the basement. If you're over a crawl space, you don't set it in the crawl space. You set it on the livable floor above. You leave it out for 48 hours. It comes with a foil pouch that you put it in. It's got the laboratory's address on it, and you just put a stamp on it and send it off to the lab. And usually within a week to 10 days, you have your results back.
And now what I'm guessing that since it's a byproduct of uranium, that this is a cancer risk, I take it, radon?
Radon is a class A carcinogen, which means it's known to cause cancer. I think somewhere in the area of 20,000 deaths per year are attributed to radon-induced lung cancer. More people die from radon-induced lung cancer every year than they do from drunk driving.
And you get you don't even get to look cool by smoking before you get the cancer.
And there's no other way to detect its presence in your home. You don't smell it. Obviously, you don't see it. Right?
No, that's the thing we're really trying to promote with Radon Action Month is that There is no way to know unless you do test.
Right.
Especially during the wintertime when your home is closed, the best time to test to know how much radon you have. There's no way. You don't want to wait until it's too late. A simple $20 test kit to ensure that you're healthy, it's an obvious choice.
So let's say you send the test kit in, you get the results back, and it says, yeah, you've got radon, and it's right at or a little bit above the safe threshold. What do you do to treat that?
There's plenty of ways you can treat it. Mitigation systems are pretty simple. First thing you want to do is call someone to have them explain. Maybe Evergreen Basement Systems. If you're close to the threshold, the EPA marks the threshold at 4.0 picocuries per liter. 4.0 is the number. When you get a 4.0 back, that you're at the threshold. You can do a number of things. You can test again, which is recommended. Or you can have someone come out and just to give you an idea of what can be done, how much it'll cost. Doesn't cost a lot. It's your typical home repair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, do you just vent the radon out, something like that?
Yeah, depending on what the situation is, you want someone who's been trained, obviously, to do it, to know how to get it out. You will vent the radon out, whether if you have to go underneath the basement floor to do it, or if you're in a crawl space to seal up the crawl space and vent the air out from there. A fan is placed on the outside of the home. Typically in our area, sometimes they put them in attics. But it's basically we're vacuuming that radon air and getting it out of the house.
And homes with crawl spaces are at a particularly high risk?
It is, yeah, because it is a soil gas. So if your home is over the top of exposed soil, there's many other problems to it as well as far as moisture and things like that. But that radon gas comes right from the soil, so you want to do whatever you can. A concrete floor will help it a little bit, but not all the way, just because there's something over it, a barrier, so to speak. With exposed dirt in a crawl space, there's really no barrier for that radon gas.
We're speaking with Joe Caruso, Evergreen Basement Systems. The website is evergreenbasement.com. And what's the best number for people to call if they want to take advantage of this special and get one of these kits, half price?
Locally, 352-5585. If you'd like our toll-free number, that's 800-713-0224.
Talking to Joe Caruso with Evergreen Basement Systems here on Ask the Expert on the Morning Line. When we come back, we'll get the special again. We'll also talk about some of the other services that Evergreen Basement provides. We're back after this. 9:23 on the Morning Line News Talk, 105.9 WLNI. Mary and Brian with you. Joe Caruso from Evergreen Basement Systems here for Ask the Expert. Website, evergreenbasement.com. Local number is 352-5585. And you can also call 800-713-0224 for more information on what we're talking about here. Now, one more time, this is Radon Action Month, did you say?
National Radon Action Month, yes it is.
And so you've got the radon testing kits on half price. Tell people how much they are and how they can get them real quick, if you would.
They can give us a call at one of the numbers you just mentioned. They're usually $20 a piece, but for this month, we're offering them at $10 a piece.
All right, very good. Now, you all do more than just test for and mitigate radon as well. And one of the things you can do is help people if they're having water problems with the basement.
Absolutely. That is actually how we began working in basements.
Oh, back in the old days, huh?
Back in the old days, our owners, Bob and Shauna, were a concrete company. They actually built basements. Then they got into waterproofing basements. And then they got into crawl space encapsulation. So now anything with below ground space, we can take care of.
And now can you all install sump pumps for people?
Sump pumps are usually an integral part of the waterproofing systems that we install. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, as we were talking in the break, I've been privy to one of those basements. They needed a great deal of pumping.
Yeah, we do
from time to time.
We specialize a little more. It's not the sump pump. It's not your mom and grandpa's sump pump anymore.
Oh, okay.
You can look at ours. There's a lot of patented features on them. They're a lot more advanced than probably what most people are used to.
Now, you mentioned it before, crawl space encapsulation. What is that?
It's isolating your house from the earth. We use a heavy liner to make sure that any moisture, the ground is always wet, and that moisture evaporates to the underside of your house. I mean, you're only separated by the air in your crawl space by that 3/4 inch subfloor that you have. So we help that encapsulation and dehumidification helps control the moisture, which will help you avoid mold. It'll dry your air out. It'll save you money. The average energy savings we see.
Really?
Yeah, we see about 18 to 20%. I've seen older homes, after we've encapsulated, save as much as 35% on energy.
Do crawl spaces tend to be fairly problematic for water, for humidity problems, just generally?
Yes. Yes, vented dirt crawl spaces, absolutely. You have a constant stream of water vapor coming up from the exposed dirt. You have outside air that in the summertime in Virginia, that outside air, you know, 85 degrees, 70% humidity, you cool that air 10 degrees, and now you have 95% humidity. Those are the conditions that mold will thrive in.
And do you guys do any work with mold?
We have some people who remediate mold. We don't specifically
right.
remediate mold. What we do is we take care of the condition that mold grows in. It's sort of, you know.
So preventive kind of stuff.
Yes, it's preventive. If you're going to pay someone for mold remediation and then you don't do anything about the condition where it's growing in, then you're just inviting its return. And asking the mold remediators to come back and back.
And back and every
vicious
year.
Vicious cycle, yeah.
Right. And you also can take care of humidity problems?
Yes. We have a couple of, I would tell people to look at the website and see the dehumidification systems we have. They are whole house systems that can take care of, you know, 2,500 to 3,500 square feet of house. Will help dry the air. Dry air, as we all know, is healthier. Safer, it makes your heating and air equipment more efficient, and dry air is cheaper to heat and cheaper to cool.
And you renovate basements. I mean, you can turn basements into, I'm looking at your website, nice family rooms.
Man caves, family rooms.
We will actually ask you, and our new tagline with that is we can take you from basement to beautiful. Now, we're a company who specializes in basements, so the materials we use are specifically designed to handle a basement, humid, moist, wet environment to prevent mold and, you know, to not be damaged by water, whether it's a basement leak or a plumbing leak or something like that. So there's a big difference. What we want to tell people with finishing a basement is that it's a different environment than upstairs. So it's really not it's a bad place to use drywall, especially if you have mold concerns.
Yeah, mold and drywall, that goes together very well.
Very much. There's paper on the back of drywall.
And when one thing you guys are starting to get into now is also working on foundations.
Yeah.
Some basic foundation repair?
Yes, and we have done some foundation repair all along with basement walls that are cracked or bowed. We are now just entering the phase where we can actually, if your foundation is settling or sinking, to where we can come shore it up. We are just starting that process and probably won't be really active in foundation shoring until sometime in the spring. But any other problems, whether it be a cracked wall or a wall that's settled or moved a little bit, just give us a call. We'll be glad to send somebody out there to take a look at it.
And over the course of time, I mean, even if you've had the foundation put good place, you know, the earth tamped down and everything, I mean, you're going to get some amount of settling, aren't you, just in almost any case?
You can get some settling. In most every case, you will get some settling. What we see in our area is the soil. Since it's that hard red clay, when it gets wet, it expands and becomes soft. When it gets dry, it contracts and gets hard. So you can have settling in almost any situation.
And that's that sort of ominous noise that you hear once in a while in your house, that sort of kind of noise. You know, what in the world is that? And it's, no, I mean, I can remember that from when I was a kid. I mean, in the house has been there for decades, and, you know, it's just settling. Your parents are, no, the house is just settling. You're like, what do you mean settling? I don't get that. And it's, you know, it freaked me out when I was a kid anyway.
Yeah, and there's things you can look for as a homeowner, you know, cracks. Oh, where do they come from?
Yeah.
If you're nervous about it, you just give us a call. We'll have one of our trained professionals come look at it to tell you actually what it is and where it's coming from, and if it is a cause for major concern or if it's just a slight concern.
And also you can call Joe at 352-5585 to get your half-off radon testing kits.
Yes, but once again, I have left a couple here for you. I have three test kits for you to give away.
Okay.
For anybody who wants to call in, I would only ask that anybody who does call in and get one, use it, test it, tell your friends about it.
All right, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.